I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On today's broadcast, we're talking about gratitude. You'll hear gospel perspective from the Native American community and how a ministry is celebrating God's goodness. That story in a moment. But first, today, family and friends across the United States are gathering for Thanksgiving to enjoy good food and remember God's blessings this year. The holiday also commemorates when pilgrims in the U.S. shared a feast with the Wampanoag Native Americans in 1621, giving thanks to God. Hutchcraft Ministries works alongside Native American Christians to reach Native youth with gospel hope. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries offers perspective from the Native community.
If I am a Native American, I may have, at very best, mixed emotions about Thanksgiving in terms of the history that it was the first chapter of.
On the other hand, the heart of Thanksgiving and spiritual gratitude is, in a way, inherent in Native culture.
Long before the pilgrims came, the spirit of Thanksgiving has been really part of their spirituality. And so for them to come to a Thanksgiving feast, they were like, we are thankful to the Creator. It's interesting that that was not a new concept at all.
It opens gospel doors to talk about the God of the Bible, the Creator, and Jesus, who died for the sins of all people.
For believing Native Americans, they would see that we today have so much to be thankful to our Creator for.
Pray for Native Americans today to know Christ.
To enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise.
Next, what happens when Bible translation is led by local believers in a community? Uncontrollable spread of the gospel. Dane with Unfolding Word shares the story of an Iranian woman who heard the name of Jesus and was filled with joy, all because of the church-centric Bible translation happening in her community.
She became a Christian a little over a year ago, and in that time, she's gone out twice a day and shares the gospel with her Iranian friends and family members. She's shared the gospel with over 600 people, and she's led over 80 of them to Christ.
For Christians in places like Iran, where the gospel isn't welcome, sharing your faith can cost you your life. And yet, many believers do it anyway. There's something about taking part in the Bible translation work in their own heart language that seems to compel these believers to share their faith even more.
That is the power of church-centric Bible translation. When they're translating it for themselves and they're hearing God speak their language for their very first time, they get so fired up, they can't help but share it. And people around them see the change, and they want to know more.
Head to our website if you want to learn more about church-centric Bible translation or to sign up for Unfolding Word's monthly prayer calendar. And finally, today, many people are looking back at the year behind them to focus on what they're thankful for. Ministries are no different. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says when they took stock of the ways that God blessed the work in 2024, they were blown away.
We are just so grateful for all the Lord has done. We're celebrating 63 years in ministry here. And we look back at some of those early years and those who were so faithful in the beginning, and we've built on that.
This year, the printing ministry increased their production to 11 million booklets per month to keep up with the growing demands for gospel-centered materials. God has provided new ministry opportunities, including opening doors in Cuba and beyond. And this year, World Missionary Press also transitioned to a new president. As requests for scripture booklets continue to roll in, God provides.
It isn't that He just sends in money. He just covers this place in so many ways. And our staff feels it and knows it. And as long as we can know that and trust in that and God's purpose here, then we believe that God can use the material that goes out and the effort that's put into providing.
Pray that the staff and all of their partners will continue to follow God's lead as they head into the new year. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.